I'm proud of North Carolina for what they did and that they stood up and they finally got this done. My friend, Representative Deutsch and the Dakotas over there, he tried to get it done this year. The governor refused to sign it. We tried also. We just couldn't get there. This is a major issue, and people don't realize it's an issue, and I think people are starting to wake up now and see what the real problems are with allowing gender identity to be some sort of protected type class. People may think it's all about tolerance until you really look at what happens. And this is bigger than, you know, people think it's all about transgenders and bathrooms and locker rooms. No, this is bigger than that. What happens is, and we've had transgender people have been around for forever. But what happened is we now started, this has gone down to the school level now. And that's where this has started to become a real issue, which is why we went after, our original bill was just about schools. Now, North Carolina, they made it any public place, which also would apply to public schools. What's going to happen, though, and as I cited in this article here and as I was trying to point out when we were working on this bill and going through the hearing process, is that there will be no limits anymore. I mean, people, you will have a public place, say an open swim at a high school, where your daughter might be in the locker room changing, getting ready to go swim, and any guy could walk in there and start changing right in front of her. And he could just claim, hey, I think I'm a girl. What are the police going to do when they show up to that? They arrest him, they're going to be sued. Where is sexual harassment? Where is indecent exposure? It's gone. It's out the window. It's going to clash with this, and this is why we need some kind of boundaries. There is no such thing as a sexless society. We have to have some sort of boundaries yet. Because if you let that go, I mean, where does it end? So, and that's why I talked about this in this article. It is literally discriminating against women. Because now any woman or girl who wants to use that safe place, that place where they have privacy and dignity, they're going to be told, hey, go find somewhere else. And that's what's been going on in states like Washington, where they've allowed gender identity to be a protected class. They're telling these groups of girls, hey, we'll go give you a place over here to change, even though this is designated as your sex's place, locker room anyway, or changing room. So that's where we're going. And that's why I hope North Carolina does not back down. I will be coming back with this next session, and I hope we have people in the legislature that finally realize that this is a real issue that needs to be addressed.
Might you look at expanding it to mirror North Carolina's?
Absolutely. Actually, if you look at the whole first section of North Carolina's bill, it is very, very similar to what we came out of when we adjusted our bill and made some amendments after our hearing process. So I guarantee they looked at our bill. A lot of the exceptions in there are the same. But yes, I will look at expanding this and making it public places statewide.